Welcome to No Better Time, a financial journey with me, Phil Salter, as I learn about finances and investing. Join me and we can grow together towards a bright financial future, because there's no better time than the present to get moving on your financial goals. All right. Welcome to No Better Time. I'm Phil Salter, and this is one of my quick dive episodes, but this is another one of my update episodes as well. It's been a little while. I'm starting to feel like, man, have I been learning anything really new that I can share about, and all any updates on my plan for investing and what I've been doing to build wealth? And some really cool things have happened. When I was at my reunion, it was really exciting. My brother-in-law was talking to me about it. And he'd actually been listening to some episodes, particularly a cryptocurrency episode and some other ones. And it actually resonated with him. And he said, like, he's thinking differently. And he's thinking, how can I start being more active in my wealth building process and preparing to build more passive income? I could see the excitement in his eyes. And he said he was looking at the world differently. And to me, that was the biggest honor to know that my brother-in-law, Ernesto, was inspired by what I'm doing here. For me, that was so validating and exciting to think that's why I'm doing this. Like, that's exactly what I want to happen. It's helping me so much, but to know that it's also helping others is so great. I've been reading this book, The Simple Path to Wealth by J.L. Collins, and it's so good. I'm about halfway through, but over the last few days, I've been reading it pretty aggressively at night because I'm trying to finish it before the end of the month. As of now, it's the 23rd of June. So I have like a week to finish this thing, which I'll do easily because this thing's a really good read. But man, it's opened my eyes to think differently. So this J.L. Collins has a very, very straightforward process for building wealth. You just invest in the stock market in a mutual fund, but specifically this Vanguard fund. He's a big fan of Vanguard, and he explains some reasons why. He's not paid by them. They don't, but he just loves them, and it's been good to him over the years. And the way Vanguard was built, it's a at cost. They operate at cost, so meaning they're not trying to get a profit with their fees. And the people who invest through Vanguard basically own Vanguard, right? So it's kind of like, I may be wrong on this, but you know, if you think of like a credit union, it's owned by the people, by the customers, right? So basically Vanguard has been set up to be an at-cost business so that whatever fees you pay are going to be lower than other places because they just want to cover their operating costs, and so that they don't have to necessarily charge extra and then give the money back to you. So then, well, there's tax implications with that as well, I think. But anyways, but Vanguard is really awesome because they have this specific fund called the VTSAX, which stands for the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index Fund or something like this, but it's VT as in Tom, SAX. And he's all about this fund. He's saying, when you're in a wealth building mode, 100%, if you feel like you want to be this aggressive, he's like, I would put 100% into there. And eventually, as you start to like get closer to retirement, you might start doing a mix of bonds and things. But I feel like I'm in a wealth building process. And so I looked at it and I was like, well, I've been using Betterment. And which was a good thing for me because it got me started. It got me going. But I always had this feeling like maybe Betterment's not the... Well, first of all, let me say I'm not a financial advisor. And so whatever I say is just things I'm kind of figuring out for myself and I'm learning as I go. So take that for what it is. But I realized at some point I could see myself maybe moving from Betterment. Anyways, I looked into Betterment and I said, well, I want to be in this specific Vanguard fund. It has a $3,000 minimum investment, I think, to get into it. But I have enough in Betterment that if I were to transfer it over, I could actually, you know, meet that, go over that that minimum. That's beside the point, other than just say, hey, that's something to consider with this particular fund in Vanguard. They have a bunch of funds, actually. But I was looking at Betterment, like, well, what am I investing in Betterment? And it turns out Betterment is using a bunch of different Vanguard funds, a bunch of different ones, like some international ones, some, you know, US stocks, and it's all these different ones. I'm like, well, I like Vanguard, but I want to have more control. I want to do a specific fund. And then I realized, I look into it, well, Betterment's using it, and I'm double paying fees. So basically this Vanguard VTSAX fund, it's only like a 0.05% like fee, which is like really low compared to other ones that are like 0.25 or like, or higher. It's very low maintenance. You just set it and forget it. If you're, this is for someone who's going to put money in the stock market, bet on the market in the long run, and be able to weather the storms, because there will be dips in the stock market. It goes up and down. But over time, you look at these charts, the stock market as a whole always rises. There's dips. 2008, it rises higher than before. Dips for COVID, right? It's gonna rise higher than before. And so that's the
reminder.
Hey, Alexa, stop. All right. So anyways, that's what I'm thinking of. If for long-term growth, bet on the stock market and don't get scared when things dip, because they do. There will always be crashes and they'll always rebound higher. If, you know, past performance is not proof or guaranteed future success, but I think we have enough here to say, hey, if the stock market crashes, then there's really no good investments, right? So it's like, then we're all, then if there's an apocalypse, then like, it doesn't matter what we have invested in. It's, we, there's bigger problems, right? So I realized, why am I going to be not using the funds I want? Plus I'm double paying fees, and this stuff adds up quickly, or not quickly, but over time. The any fraction of a percent you can remove in your fees to invest, it pays off in thousands of dollars over the years. And so I've decided I'm going to transfer everything over to Vanguard. It's a little bit of a process. You have to like fill out paperwork and actually mail them something physically to take money from my Betterment Holdings account into Vanguard. But I'm going to do it. And then another thing I realize is, why am I, if I'm betting on the stock market as a, in the long run, as a whole, not individual companies. So what's really cool about this VTSX fund is it's self-cleansing. So as companies aren't performing up to the standard, it's like 3,700 companies are in this fund. So it's very broad. But if companies fail, they get knocked out. You're no longer invested in those anymore. And that rolls over into other things. And so it's self-cleansing. So it's like companies that are within this certain criteria are in this fund. It's also, and some people say, what about international investing? It's very international. Like there's these companies, even though they're US companies, they are international, like Microsoft, Apple. These companies are really actually international companies. So you're kind of getting that. It kind of covers that international thing. And so it's a really cool fund, and it's a good bet. And again, I'm not a financial advisor, but this is what I'm going to try. And so then I started thinking, well, then if I'm doing that, because I've been, I don't know if you've been listening, I've been putting $30 a week into Robinhood, which is a way to buy individual stocks. It's a brokerage account, I guess you could say, that lets you invest in stocks. And I've been, I've done these things where I've injected like $1,000 for this thing here or this or that. But over time, it's kind of grown to a certain amount of money. But then I was looking at the numbers, and it's like, besides one stock that's like totally speculative, that's actually doing really well right now, but who knows where it's going to go, I'm actually like breaking even or losing a little bit of money as a whole. And across all these different stocks I'm buying, I'm like, okay, it's all just a crapshoot. Why am I putting all this energy into something that, when I look at even my Betterment account, which isn't even that as good as it could be if I get this other fund, in my opinion, it's doing better. And I'm not, when I put it in there, I just walk away and I don't have to think about it. I'm not checking it all the time, you know? And so I realized I'm going to sell all these stocks and maybe eat a couple, you know, a little bit of money out of it, and I'm going to take this money and do something else with it, either put it in Vanguard, but I'm also considering, I had a cryptocurrency episode with Crypto for Robin and DeFi Fry, and they were talking about Ethereum and staking. And I'm looking into that because I have about, after selling the stocks, I have, let's say, a certain amount of money that I could see. And they say you need to have at least $1,000 to make it worth doing, because there are fees associated with getting into Ethereum and into like going into protocols to stake this money, which I'm still trying to learn how this works. But you do something called Coinbase, is a place you would go to actually buy the Ethereum. And then you could take that, your Coinbase wallet, and put it into something like Shared Stake and then stake it. And they have these kind of these annual returns, which, you know, fluctuate, but are definitely better than putting it in some like savings account. So anyways, that's what I'm considering. I'll keep you posted on that as I kind of dig into that. But I have a little over $1,000 that I could just do that after selling some of these stocks. And I want to keep it in some type of investment. I don't want to just put it back in my bank account. I want to grow my investments and keep putting money in versus like cutting out this early. It's been a couple months doing the stock market thing. And it's like the more I'm learning, the more I'm realizing this is not where my energy needs to go. And so it's been kind of fun to like make these connections and realizations and kind of adapting my plan. I'm hoping it'll work out. So that's kind of where I'm at now. I'd love to get your feedback. There's some things I'd love to, I'm looking for people who have experience with setting up accounts for their children, kind of like college funds. What is the best place to put them, that money, so that you can, with the best tax implications for when you transfer those funds over to your kids. I want to start slow and maybe put $20 a month into accounts for each of my kids and grow from there. But I don't know what kind of account to do because I was just doing these random Betterment like accounts just going to the stock market, but I kind of feel like this can't be the best way to do this. So I'm going to reach out and see if I can find someone who has experience with this kind of thing. And if you or someone you know knows about that, please reach out to me at nobettertime.podcast@gmail.com so that I can interview and talk about this because I think this is something other people might be interested in learning about. So thanks for listening. It's just really exciting to learn these things. I'm really trying to like look to get more actual experts on these different topics. I want to learn what people want to know about around money, finances, investing, improving credit, all this stuff. You know, I want to get more information and more expertise in the mix so that we can all learn together. All right. Well, have a great day. Thanks for listening. You can support the No Better Time podcast by going to anchor.fm/nobettertime and selecting the support button. But the best support you can give is by listening and engaging. I want to hear from you. Send your thoughts, questions, and topic ideas to nobettertime.podcast@gmail.com, or you can leave a voice message by going to anchor.fm/nobettertime and clicking the message button just below the podcast description. Please subscribe wherever you listen and rate and review if that's an option. Check out the video version of the podcast on YouTube by searching No Better Time Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe there as well. And if this episode would help someone, don't forget to share it with them and let them know about the podcast.